Blog Talk Radio.
Great. Ujumbo, greetings. This is Mama Makita. I will be your instructor for today. I have some introductions to make this morning, March 28, 2015. First, I would like to thank our host, Afro Man, Brother Kofi Johnson, who has allowed us to have this time on air on Saturdays for Key Swahili Instruction. Special shout out to Brother Kofi, who is now actually a resident of Ghana, has a film coming out in June, and would like to encourage everybody to support this brother's campaign. It's about child trafficking, and you can find him on AfroManKidSpace.com. Again, also, we would like to have a special shout out to Cali Connection. This is a young lady and her organization, a troop of true soldiers based in California, Los Angeles. She has provided us with some excellent visual tools. You can find us on Learning Key Swahili on Facebook. That's where you can locate our visual tools. Also, a special shout-out to our team in Tanzania, Brother Mahdi, Brother Dila P, and Brother Nas, for their input as well. Our schedule for the rest of this year will be, I will be on live along with other people calling in as guests. And I want to make sure if there's anybody out there, please excuse me because I'm new to this. The last time I broadcast, people were there and they said they could hear me, but I couldn't hear them. So give me a minute. I'm going to click this button and make sure that if there's anybody out there, they can announce themselves. Okay, I don't see any callers in on my screen. So I'm going to continue with the instructions. I will broadcast live on the second and fourth Saturday of every month, and that is at 1 o'clock. Based on how many callers in, we have a slot until maybe 2 o'clock, then normally we're only online for 30 minutes of instruction. Anyone who calls in will be encouraged to join in on the dialogue at any time. Saturdays at the same time slot, the same call-in number, we will upload audio broadcasts with the contributions from Cali Connection, our Tanzania team, and the Harambe Leadership Academy, of which I am president. This will be a review of the previous week's live lessons, and also a review of vocabulary. With that said and done, I am going to attempt to play our first lesson called Key Swahili Part 1, which is a contribution from Brother Mahdi Legington, who is a resident of Tanzania. And the beauty of our program is that we are learning from those who actually are indigenous residents who were born in Tanzania and have learned to speak the language as a child. Key Swahili, the letters that you see in the alphabet, is what you see is how it's, so there's no special pronunciation or anything. What we will do is teach you how to pronounce different combinations of letters, and the different combinations also how they relate to various noun classes. So not to get ahead of ourselves, we will focus on the very first noun class, which is the M class. And the MY class is the personal, like people class, basically. So with that said and done, bear with me, and I'm going to now play Brother Mahdi's first tape.
Know that Swahili is the language is for Key Swahili. So hear that, which has Jambo says for hello. The old Swahili word, Abarigani, which is what's up. because of it is our pain. So to have pain, a body that is. So let's say somebody quit jumbo, it's a C jumbo. The student on the C is the negative. So can't take it like this. So jumbo, jumbo. A body journey. Can be last for the sana. We mean it too, or well. So the sana will be very good. How to say thanks? A something. I'm going to ask. Now, where? Jumbo. We last jumbo. Then you are asked a body journey. But it's a something. Now, where? To the sana. So, hello, jumbo. What's up is Abari Gani. Morning is Abari Gani. Thanks is Asad.
I would like to thank Brother Mahdi for his contribution. And that was our basic introduction to greeting. Okay, I'm going to read straight from our lesson plan. And this year I will be using the Living Language series. And we will focus, of course, on Swahili. This is a complete course for all beginners. You will learn to speak, understand, read, and write Swahili with confidence. Reading from the lesson one, first chapter, Habari Gani, how are you? First, each lesson begins with the vocabulary warm-up. These words are related to the topics of the lesson, and many of them will appear in the dialogue as well. These short warm-up is a way to transition into each lesson that we will use. Again, this is the vocabulary warm-up. It will cover everything that you heard on the tape from Brother Mahdi. However, there will be a few words from previous lessons that I hope you will remember. I do see one verb that we have not covered, and that is sema, S-E-M-A, sema. Sema means speak. Whenever you have a verb, if you put the letters K-U before that verb, it means to speak. So it would be kusema means to speak. Other than that, you should not, all these words you should be familiar with. So I'm just going to read basically from lesson one. Karibu, Habari Gani, Ujumbo, Sijumbo. Jina lako ni nani? Jina lako ni Ali. Sawa. Unasema Kiswahili. Unasema Kiingereza. Nzuri, asante, Wahiri. I will repeat again in Swahili, and then I will go through the same dialogue in translation of English. Karibu, Habari Gani, Ujumbo, Sijumbo, Jina Lako ni nani, Jina Langu ni Ali, Sawa, Unasema Kiswahili, Unasema Kiingereza. That is English, by the way, Kiingereza. Nzuri, Asante, Wahiri. Translation in English, welcome. How are you doing? How are things? Hi. How are you? I am fine. Karibu, welcome. Habari Gani, how are you doing? How are things? Ujumbo, hi. How are you? Sijumbo, I'm fine. Simple response. If I say Ujumbo to one person, that person responds back see Jumbo. That is in the singular. One person talking to another. Karibu, Habari Gani, how are you doing? Hu Jumbo, hi. See Jumbo, I'm fine. Introduction between two friends. Jina Lako ni Nani. Jina Longu ni Ali. Sawa, unasema ki Swahili. Unasema ki Ingazara. What's your name? My name is Ali. Well, or, okay. Do you speak Swahili? Do you speak English? Nzuri, good. Nzuri can also mean fine. Asante, then you will hear me say asante sana. That just simply means thank you very much. Kwaheri, goodbye. Going back over the lesson from the beginning. Karibu, welcome. Habari Gani, how are you doing? Ujumbo, how are you? Si Jumbo, I'm fine. Jina Lako ni Nani, what's your name? Jina Longu ni Ali. Sawa, unasema ki Swahili, do you speak Swahili? Sema ki Ingazera, do you speak English? Nzuri, good or fine. Asante, thank you. Kwaheri, goodbye. Going to check brief lesson, one moment. Again, a shout out to Afro Man, Brother Kofi Johnson, AfroManKidsSpace.com. Make sure you put two S's in there, kids, plural, space. And a shout out to Sister Jackie Allen, his partner here in the United States. I believe Jackie is also in California, may be mistaken. Okay, we're going to go. This dialogue will be between Lila and Ali, who are college students in Tanzania. It's morning in Tanzania, and Lila is on her way to class when she passes by Ali's house. Now, remember, there's 8 hours time difference in between here and Tanzania. If it is morning here, which is asubuhi in review is morning, it is mchana there, which is afternoon. Asubuhi is morning, mchana is afternoon. Jioni is evening, by the way. Dialogue. Habari Gani. Nzuri. Ujumbo. Si Jumbo. Habari za. Asubuhi, salama, na wewe, salama, habari za hapana, nzuri tu, na wewe, nzuri, karibu, asante sana. I will repeat in Swahili, habari gani, nzuri, ujumbo, si jumbo, habari za asubuhi, salama. Na wewe, salama. Habari za hapa. Nzuri tu, na wewe. Nzuri, karibu, asante. English translation. How are you doing? Habari gani, how are you doing? Nzuri, fine. How are you? Ujumbo, response. Si jumbo, I'm fine. Habari za asubuhi, how are things this morning? Salama, fine, or peaceful. And with you, na wewe. And with you, na wewe. Salama, new word. Salama, S-A-L-A-M-A. Salama, fine. Habari za hapa, how are things here? How are things here? Habari za hapa. How are things here? Habari za hapa. How are things here? New word, hapa, here. Hapa, here. Nzuri tu, na wewe. Nzuri tu, na wewe. Nzuri, fine. Karibu, welcome. Asante sana. Thank you very much. Again, so I'm going to repeat in Kiswahili. Habari gani. Nzuri. Hujambo. Sijambo. Habari za asubuhi. Salama. Na wewe. Salama. Habari za hapa. Nzuri tu. Na wewe. Nzuri. Karibu. Asante sana. How are you doing? Fine. How are you? I'm fine. How are things this morning? Fine. And with you? Fine. How are things here? Just fine. And with you? Fine. Welcome. Thank you very much. In Kiswahili, people greet people of different age or status are greeted in different manners. Elders, you say, instead of Ujumbo, you say Shikamu, Shikamu. I'm going to stop there as far as new information. That stops at dialogue number 2 in the learning language series, greeting people of different age or status. That's where I will pick up when we come back on live. Remember, live every second and fourth Saturday at 1 o'clock. This is the fourth Saturday, March 28th, lesson plan 1. For all listeners, I stopped, if you have the book from the library, stopped on the bottom of page 2. Remember also, if you do not have the book series, you can download an application, which is E-M-R-I-Z-E, Memrise. I think I did that right. M-E-M-R-I-Z-E. When you download that, so click on Swahili, and it will take you through, which is similar to like a flip charts or flip card series, and you will see the word in Swahili. They will ask, give you a series of responses to translate. If you're right, it'll light up in green. If you're wrong, it light up in red. It'll give you the right answer. And repeat that whole series. There's about 54 different flip cards just in lesson 1 alone. Just see as far how far you can go. And this application will store your progress. And each time you click on, it will pick up right where you left off until you have mastered that particular lesson. Okay, let me see what else I have left. I'm going to go over. So vocabulary. Most of these words we have had in the past. I'm going to make sure that I review them. Because all lessons that we have from this point on will include some of these words. Asante, thank you. Asubuhi, morning. Gani, which is can be which or what. Gani, G-A-N-I, which or what. Habari means news. Papa, here. Ujumbo, how are you? Who you? This. Gina, J-I-N-A. Gina means name. In our introduction, I said Gina Longo, me, Ali. That was Ali saying, my name is Ali. Remember, Gina, J-I-N-A, is name. Karibu. Welcome. Kidogo, that is a new word that we have not had so far in previous lessons. Kidogo. Kidogo means a little or few. If someone asked you if you speak Kiswahili, you'll want to remember that word, kidogo, which means a little. K-I-D-O-G-O. This is also a new word. Remember in the beginning when I said if you put KU in front of any verb that means to. If you put KU in front of any verb, it can also mean that you are speaking to you. Now, let me explain that. I'm going to give you one word, ono, which is a new word, a verb. O-N-A, O-N-A, ono means see, O-N-A. If I say cuckoo ono, I am saying to see you, to see you. Two cuckoos, who for to, who before the verb, ono, which is see, who, ono, and that is simply to see you. Wahiri. Now, don't let that confuse you. Out of everything I just said, the key things to remember is the verb ono, which means to see. And if I put KU before any verb, including ono, wahiri, lake, lako, langu, nini. Nini means I. If I say langu, lango means my. I'm going to go back. Lake is his or her. Possessive. L-A-K-E. His or her. Possessive. If I say lako, that is yours. Lako is your. Langu is my. Now, these are possessive pronouns. It's very important I put key beside that, so we pick up and review that. That will change if I'm saying Gina Lako di Nana Nani or Gina Lako ni Una Langu for your name. We only have 5 more minutes. I want to rush through this. Nimi is I. Americani is American. In Tanzania, remember I was talking about noun classes. Double M. Americani is America. So if I say Americani, like double M, and American, meaning me. If I say in Tanzania, I am Tanzanian, me and me, meaning me. Only when I'm singular, meaning me. Wanafunzi is student. In the M class, the plural for M class is wa. If I say singular, I am a student, it is wanafunzi. Mwa, wanafunzi, singular. If it is plural, it is wanafunzi. Wa, starting with W, W-A, wa na funzi, na funzi. I hear someone calling in. I was clearly told that you could hear me and I couldn't hear you, so I still don't know if I'm doing that right.